Football's right around the corner. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And with the NFL returning, DraftKings is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when you bet $1 or more on any football game. Listen up, because you don't want to miss this. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code ART19 to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. And get a free shot at a million top prize with your first deposit. That's promo code ART19 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mr. Skin. I really dig that.
And welcome back.
Bears didn't show up last night, did they? There.
No, I got to tell you guys, I saw the funniest tweet. So last night about 5 o'clock, someone posted the standings of the Bears division.
Right.
And everyone had lost the game, but the Bears hadn't played yet. And it said, ladies and gentlemen, your first place Chicago Bears. They were 0-0.
They were 0-0. So you got to see all the other teams you don't like lose that day. But the Bears lost last night. I know that.
Yeah, I was surprised the Packers got. I'm not like baseball. I know a ton. Football, I'm whatever. But I need to understand all the drama in the offseason about Aaron Rodgers, and then he comes out and it was horrible. So I don't know.
You know what? You were talking the whole time. I'm looking at Sidney Sweeney's boobs here from the Voyeurs, and these are just incredible. Are they real?
Yeah, and we were thinking already at our website that's going to be the good potential for nude scene of the year. Now, if you guys don't know, for your listeners, like Sydney Sweeney, she was in this Euphoria, that HBO show about the high school kids, and then anyone who watched White Lotus.
This is her in White Lotus.
I spent 6 episodes waiting for those in White Lotus and got nothing.
Well, yeah, it was a good show, but you're right.
No pun intended on White Lotus when you look at these pictures. So anyway, Sydney Sweeney is in this movie called The Voyeurs. It came out on Friday. So if you go to Amazon,
I think it's
Amazon Original. So listen to this premise. How is this?
All right.
So Sydney Sweeney and her boyfriend move into this new apartment, and it's in a high rise. And they are so excited about this new apartment. And then they realize that their windows give them very clear views of other apartments. And they hone in on this photographer and his girlfriend, played by Natasha Lubordizzo, who's an Australian actress. And they become more and more consumed with their kind of this abusive relationship their neighbors have. And they become like, it comes like Rear Window, where they're watching them like a television show. And then they have to meet them and all this. Not to give too much away about the thing, but it kind of takes on like a Rear Window vibe. You know, I could tell that there was some influence there. But the Sydney Sweeney nudity
unbelievable.
Is so good. I really think this could be nude scene of the year material. And by the way, she's super popular. Like, if you look at her Instagram feed, she's like the it girl.
How old is she?
I want to say like 22, 23 maybe.
Perfect.
I could be wrong, but that's my guess. But she's in that range.
Right.
You mentioned
24.
Right. Rear Window. They were having a Hitchcock Fest on Showtime or something. Wow.
Oh, were they?
Away.
Oh, you know, I...
And
I
yeah. Grace Kelly never got no nudity from Grace Kelly in Rear Window.
But, you know, the funny thing is, in her private life, she was supposed to be really, like, dirty. Like, that was
really?
The thing, you know. Oh, yeah.
Grace Kelly is dirty. There's a lot of stories about her.
She was like a bourgeois, like, she was, like, from Philadelphia, like, high society. But she was so beautiful. And I saw, you know, it's funny, I saw Rear Window on Showtime. I was like, why the hell is this on? But I watched about 20 minutes because I think it's such a great movie. And I was looking at her, and I'm like, oh, my God, she was so beautiful, you know, but never nude.
Heels is that wrestling show, right?
Yeah, it's a new show from the Stars Network. I think they're about 5 episodes in. And the heel comes from, I think I told you guys, like, it's one's heel's like the villain. And then the hero, there's a hero and a villain. And these two brothers, their father dies, and he had this wrestling promotion, small town Georgia, and they're like vying for his, like, you know, his business kind of, and they're like kind of rivals in a sense. And but the wrestling thing is one thing, but they've really had some really good nudity in this, including they got Kelly Berglund, who used to be on Disney's Lab Rats, is all of a sudden she's in her 20s doing great nude scenes in heels, and then 4th episode last week had Elizabeth Posey in a great topless scene. So
yeah, that's nice.
Not only is it a good show, but, oh, my God.
And plus, the dude is ripped, too, Puss. See, that guy, the guy's ripped, man.
Yeah, I can't tell which one to look at.
Puss knows what to look at. Yeah.
The chick.
The guy with the long hair and the abs. All right, okay.
Yeah.
All the Queen's Men, that's a BET show. I didn't know they had nudity on BET.
Oh, well, this is BET Plus.
Oh, Plus. Wow. Plus boobs.
My little plus icon didn't show up.
No, I can see it. I can see it.
Now that you mentioned it's there.
Yeah.
So there's this Madame, played by Eva Marcel, and she runs like a male exotic strip club, but like she uses these, and it's funny when you see this, all the dudes in it are like these huge muscular guys that strip, and they're always in like thongs and like, you know, but they're super big and muscular, and then, but then they like, she uses them as like, also as like muscle for hire, and then it's the craziest show.
Yeah, yeah.
But I got to tell you, the nudity is really good, like really graphic. This, what was her name? Cheyenne
Dodson. Yeah, she's nice.
Oh my God. Yeah, and that's the kind of stuff that, see, it's like, I don't know if people know like what's going on some of these like streaming services.
That's why we got Mr. Skin.
That's a big part of what we do. Is
exactly.
Like, all this stuff.
There's a lot to keep track of.
Oh my God, yeah. So anyway, it's like, it's just like really graphic, and the sex scenes like I've seen are like, it's almost like I feel like they're not being monitored properly, and they're getting away with like really violent and graphic stuff that you just wouldn't normally, you know, kind of like outside the mainstream type of stuff. But anyway, it's called All the Queen's Men. I thought just something that you guys should be aware of. It's a pretty crazy show for BET.
Now, is this girl that's on Ted Lasso, is she naked anywhere? Because she's not naked in this scene.
Oh,
in this scene.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she's in the Mr. Skin Hall of Fame already. Her name is Juno Temple.
Right.
And I'm a big fan of Ted Lasso.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Yeah. My wife's out of town, so I haven't watched Friday night. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Oh, you can't do that. Otherwise, it would be cheating,
pussy
right?
Whip. Okay, I'm going.
Yeah. I know.
If you watch an episode, you know the rules.
Yeah, so anyway, if you know Ted Lasso, she's the one who plays Keeley, Roy Kent's girlfriend, and they had that rose petal bath last week. And I know that she's become probably, this is probably the most, like, biggest thing she's done, even though she's done, like, she was in Vinyl. Remember Vinyl from HBO?
Oh, yeah.
She got naked in that.
A lot of naked stuff.
She got naked in that. I'd say Killer Joe's probably the best, but man, she's been nude. You know, it's that old rule, if you're from the UK and the question is asked what you guys asked me, has Juno Temple ever been nude, and she's British, 99.9% of the time the answer is yes. Cause,
the Brits like to whip like them out. No, they're the Brits.
Yeah, oh, my God. If you're from the UK, you don't even care.
Right.
So anyway, she's done like 12 great movies where she's been nude. A lot of like stuff from Britain, but just great stuff that you guys would definitely enjoy. But she's done some really good nudity.
Nicole Kidman has always been naked, too. She's still getting naked. She's what? She's
Did
like,
I tell
is she,
you
is she
guys
50?
About this?
Is she 50 now, at least?
Oh, no, she's mid-50s.
Mid-50s, so, okay.
Yeah. So there's this, I couldn't remember if I talked to you guys about this, but there's this show, 9 Perfect Strangers.
Yeah, Puss is starting to watch. I haven't watched it yet. I started watching it.
We're caught up.
Is it good?
It's weird, but good weird.
Yeah, it's from Hulu, and she is, it's from the people that did Big Little Lies, and she plays, so it's Nicole Kidman, and then Melissa McCarthy's the other kind of big name, and then they're like these nine perfect strangers comes from these.
Melissa McCarthy naked anywhere. Bush once.
No, sorry. Nine stress city dwellers, and they visit this boutique health and wellness resort that Nicole Kidman does and that she runs. And listen, some people love it, some people whatever. But in the fourth episode, Nicole Kidman was nude. And the significance of that, it's pretty important from what I do, because I've been always talking about how Helen Mirren has a record that'll never be broken, that she was nude in six decades.
Right?
Well, remember Dead Calm from 1989?
That's where I first saw her in that movie. It's a great movie, Dead Calm.
That was 89. Okay.
So then she was nude in the 90s, you know, Eyes Wide Shut. She did 2010. So she had been nude in four decades. By doing this Nine Perfect Strangers nudity, Nicole Kidman joins the rarefied era of five decades of nudity, which is
and the way she stays in shape, and she's kind of a thin girl anyway, she could do six decades in a heartbeat.
I will say, though, to put it in perspective, she has to wait 9 years and then do another.
Hey, we'll still be here. We'll wait for you.
We'll wait. What do we have going on?
Do you have the short list of women who have been naked in five decades?
It's one.
Nicole Kidman. Yeah, exactly. So, well, because think about it. You would have had to have been naked in the late 80s
right.
and then have done a nude scene in the last year, right? Because it's only 2021. So, anyway, it's pretty incredible.
Speaking of Hulu, the number one movie on Hulu right now is?
Skin, A History of Nudity in the Movies. I cannot believe it. It's not quite. We sold it to them in November. And I just want to make this public statement that when our two-year deal runs out, we will be asking for a lot more money than we got the first time. Yeah. Oh, my God. I was like, we sold it, and I was like, okay, it wasn't that much money. But then I was like, it's not only the number one documentary. Last week it was the number one movie, period, downloaded Hulu.
Cool.
And, so now there's serious talks because of this of a sequel that I think is going to happen, and then and this is one of those things too that, like, 5 years from now you could still watch it because it's about the history of nudity,
right,
and it's not like I see documentaries all the time that are like 10 years old and stuff at Netflix and all that, and this is one that, you know, you're going to see 100 nude scenes you'll watch whenever. So I think we'll do better on round two when we sell it again. So.
Cool.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. And all the photos we talked about, you can see right now at MrSkin.com. Thank you, Skin. Appreciate it, brother.
You got it, guys.
Take care, man.
Take care, bud.
See you, man. Yeah. So that show's pretty decent, the Nine Perfect Strangers?
Yeah, it's one of those limited, I think it's going to be nine episodes or 10 episodes, because it's supposed to be a 10-day retreat, and like each episode is one day.
Listen, McCarthy doesn't whip them out or anything?
No, but like Bobby Cannavale and Michael Shannon, there's a bunch of names to recognize.
I recognize the names.
Yeah.
Oh, the cast of Boardwalk Empire.
Kind of.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but no, it's good.
I've seen that start playing on our TV because my wife's been watching. I want to watch it, but I haven't really had time. The one with Martin Short and Steve Martin.
Yeah,
I started that too. Yeah, it's
only
good.
Murders in the Building.
And then sometimes after that episode, like that's done, this Nicole Kidman show will just start playing, and I'm like, "What's this? This looks dumb." But I didn't know she's naked in it. That's why Mr. Skin's helpful.
Is Selena Gomez naked anywhere?
Not in the first two episodes.
Is she naked anywhere though?
Oh, I can look it up.
Yeah,
I'm gonna guess no. I'm gonna hope yes, but yes,
yeah.
No.
I know. I like that. I like her a lot.
Okay, we have an update here from our plank pisser. Zach, he's got a...
Guy broke a record planking, and we just wonder if you could pee while you planked.
Yeah.
And this guy works in the middle of nowhere, so he can do it out in the middle of the woods, right?
Zach does
His morning took a turn.
He's a rural trash guy, so he's picking up trash out in the country.
I hope nobody looked out in the farmhouse and saw the guy planking and pissing.
And he said, I checked
Martha, look out here, the trash guy's down.
I checked my shadow for form. And I was flat, and my shadow junk was huge.
Yeah. My shadow junk. That's a Deadpool name. Yeah. That's a Deadpool name next year, shadow junk.
Yeah.
So was planking and pissing.
Is she naked?
One star, no nudity.
Come on, Selena.
Nope.
Whip those bears out.
She does. I do remember this scene now that I see it here in this Only Murders in the Building. There's one quick scene where she's in the shower, and you get a little bit of side boob. That's about it.
Him and Martin Short and
Steve Martin
are doing tons of press. I saw him on The View of actually, it was pretty funny on The View. They were actually pretty funny. But I saw him on some other night show. Might have been Fallon. We were obviously off for a couple of weeks, and they were on with her, and it was funny because Martin Short is hilarious. And he goes, yeah, so we had never met Selena, and she could have sucked. We wouldn't have known that. But she's really good. And Selena's sitting right there. He goes, you could have sucked. That's what he said.
Yeah, they basically said the same thing in an Entertainment Weekly interview.
I love that.
I was reading on the plane.
She could have sucked, he said.
Does she have the lupus? She has some kind of condition.
I think that may be it.
Like had a kidney transplant.
Let's hope she does. You just threw it out there.
I'm pretty sure.
Otherwise, she had a kidney transplant?
Throwing it out there.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah, she had a kidney transplant as a result of lupus, revealed the disease back in 2015.
And I don't know how that affects your daily existence.
Well, you're still hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And apparently you don't suck at acting.
Yeah, that's the most important part.
This podcast is supported by AT&T Active Armor. Right now, our lives are on our phones. And with our phones full of live-streamed exercise classes, midday work calls, and nightly family video calls, there's no room for fraud calls. Thankfully, AT&T makes customer security a priority, helping block those pesky calls. It's not complicated. AT&T Active Armor, 24/7 proactive network security and fraud call blocking to help stop threats at no extra charge. Compatible device service required. Visit AT&T.com/ActiveArmor for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Did you see the cat at the football game the other day?
I did.
Yeah, it's insane.
That's crazy.
The Miami game?
Hanging on for dear life.
Miami, Appalachian State.
Yeah.
Many fans' attention turned away from the game. They saw a cat hanging on for dear life from the upper deck of Hard Rock Stadium.
That was sad, man.
Multiple videos on social media show the cat tumble to the ground, letting go of the upper deck, but it was caught by an American flag that guys had underneath there.
Yeah, they had it. They had it out like that.
And, there were firefighters catching a jumper,
right? Mm-hmm. And then you watch the video though. After that, it kind of goes crazy. One guy grabs it, and the other guy rips it out of that guy's hand. I'm thinking, why are they shredding this cat apart?
Yeah, see,
one guy has it, and the other guy wants to get the glory, so he kind of grabs it out of that guy's hand. I'm thinking, they're going to kill that cat right there.
Yeah, the cat was pissed afterwards. It was like clawing at people.
Yeah, after the landing seemed like the more traumatic part of the whole thing for the cat.
Well, he was holding up the cat like Simba.
No, but someone...
The cat was freaking.
No, but somebody grabs it from the original guy and just rips it out of that guy's hand. I'm thinking, what the hell? That guy has it.
I guess the building security finally got there and they took the cat and they took it to a shelter or whatever.
Okay, and I'm sure it's been rescued already.
Think the cat belongs to somebody because one of the guys said it had a collar.
Oh, it did.
How'd it get?
Just walked in.
Yeah.
Might live in the neighborhood.
Yeah, it probably does.
He wouldn't say.
That's so weird, because if you have a cat, say it's like gone for a while, you got to think it's just kind of prowling around the neighborhood. You're watching a football game. He's just dangling from the balcony.
Fluffy?
Oh, he's at the game.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I guarantee you a ton of those stadiums have cats all over the place.
Yeah.
Because they can get in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm good on those guys for catching the cat.
I know.
Be gentle after you catch the cat.
I didn't get that part at the end. It was like they were fighting over who gets to hold the cat in the air, but they almost killed it.
The damn thing just fell off the upper deck. Give it a break.
I know.
Well, somebody wanted the glory.
Right. That was it.
He knew the cameras were on.
That was it.
The video was so suspenseful, too. The whole stadium's attention was focused on that cat. You could tell when it had both paws up, and then it let go of one, and everybody's like,
Speaking of cats, did you see the...
You're going to hope that happens in Oklahoma. I'll give you something to watch.
Virtual reality thing.
Nebraska would fumble it. Yeah.
They did at the stadium in Carolina.
I saw some post about this, but I didn't see it.
We find it and post it up on Twitter. Well, it's a giant virtual reality panther jumping all over the stadium.
You know, can you see it inside the stadium?
Well, it looks like it's in the stadium, but obviously it's only available on video.
They
might have had it on the video screen. It looked like... When they produced all this, the stadium was empty.
I haven't seen that. Okay.
but he's hanging off the scoreboard. I think he jumps. Yeah, he hits the goalpost and then jumps up into the upper deck.
But we'd only be able to see that on TV.
No, you would only be able to see that on TV.
Yeah. It's probably one of those things where they have an app or something, and if you hold your phone up.
Oh, maybe.
Because they're calling it a mixed reality panther.
Yeah, remember when at the beginning of COVID, when they used to put fake, there was footage of fans.
Yeah.
In the stadium. Yeah. It's that concept.
That was weird.
But this is pretty cool.
Yeah, it rips down a Jets flag from the top of the scoreboard and then jumps down to the field and is tearing up the flag. Yeah. This is all like augmented mixed reality stuff, so you probably have to hold your phone up to see it.
Right.
That'll show the Jets.
Yeah. And then you might find a couple Pokemon, too.
If you're lucky.
You got a quick one, Craig?
Well, a horrible story out of Canada.
All right.
British Columbia. At the McDonald's drive-thru, the Vancouver Police Department reports that a gentleman was paying for his order at the drive-thru window. He dropped his card. In the process of opening his door and reaching down to retrieve the card, his car rolled forward, colliding with the restaurant, crushing him between the door and the door frame. Emergency responders were called. They were not necessary. That man is dead now.
Oh. What did they do with this Big Mac?
Put it in the casket.
Yeah, he died doing what he loved. Going to the drive-thru.
I'm telling you, man, leaning out of your car anywhere like that is could be dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Put it in park, man.
It sucks for everybody in line behind him.
I know. Oh, the guy's head got knocked off.
Oh, yeah, they're probably not getting their order either.
Especially if it's a two-window thing, you might have already paid for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I don't want to be a dick, but where's my quarter pounder?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.